Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
The Irish Cancer Society has today announced a new partnership with Trinity College Dublin and St James's Hospital, designed to develop an outstanding programme of cancer treatment and care for patients in Ireland. For more on this, I'm joined by Irish Cancer Society CEO Averil Power and Professor John Kennedy, who's Medical Director at Trinity St James Cancer Institute. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Averil, first of all. Tell people simply what this new initiative is all about.
Well, this new initiative is a major partnership between the Irish Cancer Society and Trinity St James's Cancer Institute that will significantly improve the medical care available to Irish cancer patients through a €4.5 million investment from the Cancer Society in cancer research and treatment innovations, and also critically integrate Irish Cancer Society services into the care pathways at the Cancer Institute so that more patients can benefit from our counselling, transport, information, peer support services.
Okay, and to spell it out, right, from your perspective in the Cancer Society, what's going to change for patients, let's say, cancer patients?
So, I mean, I guess what this is about, from an Irish Cancer Society perspective, our vision is of an Ireland where everybody survives cancer, where nobody's dying from cancer, and everybody has access to world-class treatment, care and support. And this initiative will help us get there, because it means that Trinity St James's Cancer Institute, with our help, with our investment, will be able to bring new programmes to Ireland, new research to Ireland, new treatment models to Ireland that will dramatically improve not just the care available in Trinity St James's, but also set a model for what can be done elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Because we've come a long way over the last 30 years. We've gone from 3 out of 10 Irish patients surviving cancer to 6 out of 10, which is great. But we're still, in international terms, we're still a laggard. So out of 27 EU countries, we have the 8th highest cancer mortality. So we've a long way to go.
So a lot more done, but more to do, to use the old cliche. Professor John Kennedy, what does this mean from your perspective then?
The investment by the Irish Cancer Society is very much focused around a programme that we're developing for younger patients with gastrointestinal cancers. Over the last 20 years, there's been a very substantial increase in the number of young patients with colon cancer, which is a common disease and a frequently, unfortunately, fatal disease, particularly left-sided colon cancers, rectal cancers. And there's also been an increase in head and neck cancers and esophageal cancers in younger patients. So what this program, the centrepiece of the program is, of the collaboration rather, is a program to specifically build treatment and research around these patients. So we'll have a specialist centre for these younger patients with these cancers, where they will have access to clinical trials specifically designed for them, where the scientists in Trinity will be collaborating with the clinicians in developing hopefully new treatments and new treatment programmes for these patients. But it'll also have social work specifically designed for these patients, nurse practitioners with expertise in survivorship for these type of patients. Younger patients with serious cancers requiring intensive therapy have huge amounts of financial toxicity, social toxicity, psychosocial toxicity, the effects of the disease and its treatment in these extremely busy younger people in the middle of their lives is very substantial.
Yeah, we've discussed that in this program before, and sometimes it's the effects that people don't see or don't realise. But this is really exciting, John, in one sense, this is my understanding of it, because you're really pushing all efforts from a clinical and research side, and then there are the supports as well for the cancer patient as well. But can you tell me why there's an increase, though, in terms of gastro or the colon cancers in younger people? Yeah, why is that?
We don't know is the answer to that question. Over the last 25 years or so, the proportion of patients under 50 with colon cancer has doubled. So it's gone from about 10% up to around 20% in the States. It's in all ethnic groups. It's possibly lifestyle related. It may be related to obesity. It may be related to dietary changes. It may be related to inactivity. There may be genetic changes we don't understand, but I guess what I would point out is that when we develop this program for these patients, we'll be able to develop with that research programs that might get towards answering some of those questions.
And is it pointless for me to say, and I know it is already, but the obvious thing that people point to is processed foods and the sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, I mean, could that be it?
That could well be a substantial component of it, absolutely.
My God.
We might be seeing the effects now of dietary changes that people who are 50 started when they were 10 or 15 years old. you know, because it may take that length of time to work through into the system for us to see these increases. So there's a lot of very interesting work to be done.
Which goes to underline really how important this research is and to get it done as quickly as possible. There's another element to this, and you see the effects on the cancer patients, Avril, and their families as well, the stuff that John was talking about there. So to have these supports in situ in the hospital as much as possible is so important.
Yeah, so like we have a whole host of supports to help people at every stage of their cancer journey. We have a free phone nurse line at 1 800 200 700 where you can call after just getting that news and have a chat about your diagnosis, about what it means for you, what to expect from your treatment. We fund counselling in over 20 cancer support centres around the country. We have peer support services. We have transport services, free drivers that bring people to and from their hospital appointments. And every year, thousands of patients and families benefit from that. But we also miss other people. And it breaks my heart when I meet someone who's been through a cancer experience and who suffered because they didn't know that we could help. And that's what that's why we're so excited about this partnership, because it would mean that the patients going through St. James's as part of Trinity St. James's Cancer Institute, as part of their care pathway from the point of diagnosis, they'll be made aware of how we can help them and referred to us, so that it's not an extra thing that they need to find out, that that's made easy for them. And I think that's really important, because as John said, cancer affects every part of your life. There's the obvious physical part of that, but there's also the huge emotional distress for the patient, for their family. There's the financial piece, and we can help with all that, and we want to make sure that nobody's missing out. So that's why we're excited to work with Trinity St. James's on this, and to build a model that we can roll out nationally so the patients all over Ireland can benefit from that more integrated service.
In the 90 seconds I have left or so, and it's always the way, from a policy point of view, from an investment point of view, from government, John, is there anything that can be done, I wonder, to increase the rate of progress for cancer treatment in the country?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we have come from a situation 30 years ago where our outlook was very poor, to where we have substantially adequate cancer centres, cancer treatment rather, available in the country for the vast majority of patients. But unfortunately, medical science is progressing at an incredibly rapid rate. The sum total of medical knowledge is doubling about every 90 days. So we need to build infrastructure, specialised infrastructure for particular problems. We need to get to grips with cancer genetics, for instance, and genomics. There's lots of elements of very modern cancer care that we are at risk of getting behind on in this country, and we need to target investment in certain areas. It won't be done everywhere, but we need to probably put together a number of comprehensive cancer centres in this country where this kind of treatment can be made available, and then patients can return to where they came from for their therapy. But we can direct treatment, we can assess information, we can do extremely sophisticated testing, and then get best treatment for patients. So there is a need to look at the infrastructure of how we provide. And the National Cancer Control Programme is working on this. So it is something that is happening.
And you, Avril, are going to tell me that the Irish Cancer Society would always welcome more resources, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about resources, Cormac, we can't make an announcement like this without acknowledging the phenomenal work that people do in fundraising for us on Daftal Day and throughout the year. Like announcements like this, progress like this, the hope that this provides for cancer patients about increased survival, better care. All of that is thanks to the people across the country who shake buckets for us, run marathons, do all kinds of different fundraising events throughout the country. So we're really grateful for that and the difference that that makes.
And the patients are grateful, and the families as well. It's an exciting new partnership and initiative. I wish it all the luck in the world. Professor John Kennedy and Avril Power, thank you both very much indeed for joining us.